Rick Henson with this news update on KJAN.com. A possible relocation of the Cass County 911 Communications Center from the basement of the courthouse in Atlantic to the third floor does not sit well with some elected officials whose offices would be affected by the change. Constantly changing technology and methods of communicating with 911 is the main reason the County Public Safety Commission, or PSC, is exploring the option. Supervisors Mark Wiedemeyer and Gaylord Schelling serve on the county PSC. Schelling said during the supervisors meeting Friday afternoon in Atlantic that they want to explore the feasibility of moving the comm center to the third floor, which would involve a cost study. Cass County 911 Director Rob Coppert said the 911 board has about $12,000 set aside in its budget to conduct any necessary study. He also said two architectural firms who have provided a tentative inspection of the third floor facilities seem to think it would be more than capable of handling the infrastructure changes needed to facilitate the necessary expansion of the comm center, which has been a topic of discussion for more than a year.
This thing is really solid, very solid building, and it's going to withstand quite a bit. And they were really impressed with the way that it was constructed. And they saw no reason that shouldn't be any reason why not to move it up there at the time. It's just a matter of what the costs were.
Coppert said during the PSC's last meeting, the commission agreed to request the supervisors formally approve a move for the comm center to go upstairs, with the idea a study on the costs would be conducted after the supervisors approve. At that point in the conversation, Auditor Dale Sunderman, whose voting machines are stored in climate-controlled conditions on the third floor, told Board Chair Dwayne McFadden approval could not be given until the courthouse department heads had a chance to discuss the matter. He said there are issues with the voting machines as well as with other offices on the third floor to contend with. Sunderman said that a long-range plan should be made and approved by all elected officers in the courthouse before any thought is given to conducting a feasibility study. Coppert, however, stressed the importance of not waiting too long to get the ball rolling on any possible move. He said they're coming up against some serious timelines for the installation of next-generation 911 equipment.
Things are coming down the pipe where we're going to be looking at getting text messaging from cell phones, videos from cell phones, pictures from cell phones, kinematics of injuries from OnStar. For when you get into an accident in your vehicle, if you have OnStar, it's going to tell us how serious your injuries are going to be. This takes more than one person to handle the response to this, especially when you're getting 10, 15, 20 different calls in the same situation.
The FCC, he says, has issued a recommendation that the county be next-gen capable by no later than 2015. Cass County Attorney Dan Feistner, whose office is around the third floor, said that he was upset that he was never consulted about the possible move and because he needs space for office expansion and renovations as well.
I'm not here to say that there aren't issues that the Comm Center or EMA might have. But I think, you know, one thing we're looking at is, you know, what are the core services that the Cass County Courthouse is here to provide? And I think, you know, the statutorily provided offices here, the elected officials, we can't go anywhere. We can't leave. They brought the county attorney's office in. It made sense. Rob wants to sit there and talk about being jammed in. I got three people in as less, if not less space than he's got. You know, I need to be looking at expansion. I am an elected official. We've got elected offices that have seen no improvements in their rooms. Carpet's coming up. They need to look at expansion issues. We have to look at expansion issues first for the offices that are the core offices that this county is here for first, because we can't leave.
Feistner said the county treasurer's and auditor's offices already have storage issues in addition to his own office, and those spaces are continuously being encroached upon. Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer seemed surprised that Feistner and others were angry over the concept of moving the comm center, since the issue has been in the news and in board and other meetings and discussions for more than a year. Feistner and Cass County Recorder Joyce Jensen.
We're here during the day. We're elected officials, Mark. We're running our departments. That's unfair for you to say that. I don't know when these boards meet at night, and I'm not part of those boards, and I shouldn't have to go to their board to figure out what the issues are for the Cass County Courthouse. I don't ever recall elected officials being called in and saying these are the issues before us. I agree that it's being brought to a head now, but I think it's unfair to put it on us and act as though we've just laid back and all of a sudden we're complaining about it now.
Well, there's some point where you got to get to where people react, and we've gotten to that point.
Well, that's unfortunate, because that's the worst kind of government. the worst kind, Mark, is when we have to react.
Wiedemeyer said both he and Schelling had spoken with Jensen, but admitted neither had spoken with Feisner about the matter because it didn't occur to them. In the end, the supervisor said a meeting of all elected officials in the courthouse and department heads will take place at 3 p.m. on December the 5th to diplomatically hash out the issues and solutions to the problem. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Friday held a public hearing on a contract for private development in support of Fagan Farms' acquisition of property in the former Amazing Energy ethanol plant area. The contract, when approved, will be for the purpose of securing a developer to construct a second-generation biofuels, renewable energy facility, or ag-related facility on the site. After much discussion, it was determined that before an agreement is reached, a site survey needs to be conducted to determine exactly which portion of area needs to be reclassified from light industrial to agricultural. The change in classification would serve to reduce the tax bill for Fagan, in fact, nearly cutting it in half. A reduction in property taxes is one of the conditions Fagan requires to be met before they commit to building a next-gen plant in the area. As it stands now, the 63.7 acres is valued at $1.87 million. The Cass County Zoning Commission will meet at 7 p.m. December 13th to conduct a public hearing on the change in zoning to allow second-gen renewable energy facilities to be included in an agricultural zone. It's also possible the commission may simply elect to change the terms and definition of light industrial to include similar facilities for future development in Cass County. In other business, the Board of Supervisors Friday approved the closing of a courthouse on Monday, December 24th, and paid as a holiday in advance of Christmas. The courthouse offices will then be closed on Monday and Tuesday, December 24th and 25th. They will reopen for business on the 26th. And the board opted out of being included in the regional funding pool for the mental health regionalization. Finally in the news, a male juvenile died during a rollover accident Thursday afternoon in Audubon County. Sheriff's officials said Friday 12-year-old Austin Weiss of Exira was not wearing a seatbelt when the 2003 Ford F-150 he was driving crashed about 7 miles east of Exira. The truck was traveling east on 290th Street near Swift Avenue at around 4:30 p.m. when it went out of control, slid sideways into a ditch, and rolled over. Weiss was ejected from the vehicle. He was transported from the scene by Exira Fire and Rescue to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital, where Weiss died from injuries he suffered during the accident. That crash remains under investigation. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.